This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the word of Almighty God. We're in the book of Acts. We are at the day of Pentecost, where we left off yesterday. A little bit more on that here today in our program today. I hope everyone had a wonderful Thanksgiving, and here it is now on Monday, and we're picking up our study here again on WGOD Radio on the book of Acts. And I'm really saturated with Acts right now. Acts is the series I'm teaching at Island Community Church every week, and those sermons are uploaded if you'd like to hear them. If you'd like to be into a detailed, deep study of the book of Acts, join us right here for WGOD Monday through Friday at this same time with this program, which is recorded 3 or 4 years ago, and these Sunday sermons, which are new and fresh and just preached within a matter of days. You can hear either one or any of those by going to WGOD Radio if you're a Facebook person, or go to my website, WGODradio.com. We're in Acts chapter 2 today, here coming up in a moment. And again, you're going to hear something that I've taught only once before. It's going back some 3 or 4 years ago now in this verse-by-verse study in the book of Acts. We're with the Apostle Peter here today. Acts is neatly divided, where we follow, really, the Apostle Peter and his ministry from chapters 1 up to chapter 10 and 11 and then 12, and then from 13 to 28 we follow the Apostle Paul, and that's pretty much how this book is divided. Remember, the book of Acts is a historical book. You cannot and we will not duplicate the birth of the church and the coming of the Holy Spirit. What we are looking for, what's next for us, is the lukewarm church of Laodicea. We're looking for the Lord's return, not the Holy Spirit's arrival. In the meantime, we're looking at the day of Pentecost, and I want to look at scoffers today. Now, Acts chapter 2, verse 12, it says, "They were all amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, 'What could this mean?' Others were mocking," verse 13, "and said, 'They're full of new wine.'" Now, again, we're up to the day of Pentecost here today, and we're beginning the ministry of the Holy Spirit here on earth. Actually, we're looking at the beginning and the birth of the church. Some people say the birth of the church is when the Lord Jesus said, "Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it." That's Matthew chapter 16 with Peter's proclamation. But really, you know, the birth of the church, I would say, is right here on the day of Pentecost with the arrival of the Holy Spirit. And now, scoffers, let's talk about that for a minute. You know, we always have scoffers, don't we? I'm going to imagine this. It says here, verse 13, it says, "Others mocking said, 'These men are full of new wine.'" You know, there's always mockers out here in society. Reminds me when the Lord Jesus Christ raised up Lazarus from the dead. It says in John 11:43, it says, "Now when he had said these things, he cried out with a loud voice, 'Lazarus, come forth.' And he who had died came out, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face wrapped in a cloth. Then Jesus said to them, 'Loose him and let him go.'" Then, now, notice the response of what happens when the Son of God raises someone from the dead that's been dead 4 days. "Then many of the Jews who had come to Mary and had seen the things that Jesus did believed in him. But some of them went away to the Pharisees and told them the things that Jesus did." I mean, that's the equivalent here today of seeing, well, there is no equivalent today. The Son of God's not here today. But can you imagine that? Seeing him raise up someone from the dead and then going and running to the local branch of the Freedom From Religion Foundation and complaining that God just raised up someone from the dead. This is what you have here. These people witnessed the Son of God raise someone from the dead, and they ran to the Pharisees to rat him out, saying, "Have you seen what this Jesus did? This guy had the gall to raise up someone from the dead." It's crazy enough, isn't it? It's hard to fathom that people would respond like that. Reminds me, too, of the very first scoffer, the very first recorded scoffer. You read in Genesis chapter 3, verse 1, it says, "Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God has made. And he said to the woman, 'Hath God said, you will not eat of every tree of the garden?'" So my advice to you is, friend, beware of scoffers today. Sometimes scoffers can greatly damage you. They do me. Scoffers on TV, scoffers who doubt the veracity of the word of God, same as Satan just did. If you notice what Satan's attacks, you know, the very first recorded words of the devil, you saw it right here. "Indeed, hath God said," the word of God. This is what Satan attacks. Remember that as you're considering or reading or looking about a new Bible translation. Remember where you're going to find the devil. Two places. You're going to find them in the pulpits across America and across the world. And you're going to find the devil, demons in disguise, amongst Bible translators, which I am as well, a Bible translator. This is where you're going to find them. Satan always attacks the veracity, the truthfulness of the word of God is where he casts doubt, where he sows doubt to get you to doubt the truthfulness of the word of God. This one group I've heard and have read about, the highly acclaimed Jesus Project. They have finally discovered the truth. This is a long list. These are people with more degrees than Kellogg's has cornflakes. And they, after years and years of careful and close study, have ascertained that the only words Jesus ever said that's truthful in the Bible is this. That is, "Give to Caesar what is Caesar's, and give to God what is God's." Everything else, according to this group of Christian scholars, everything else is made up. Now, friend, scoffers are designed and empowered by Satan sometimes to rob you of your faith. You can trust the word of God and what's in the word of God. This is why the group of people known as the church fathers are so important. These are people that were around in the first and second century. People that heard this stuff. People who hung around Peter and John and Paul. And these people were taught by them, and they wrote it down. And they taught people that they knew. And they taught people that they knew. And in the first three centuries, you have people who can vouch for the word of God, people that were around then, that heard it firsthand. It's very important what these church fathers wrote down and recorded. For instance, one of these individuals, his name is Irenaeus. Read about him sometime when you get the chance. He was a disciple of someone named Polycarp, who was the first bishop of Smyrna. He was a disciple of the Apostle John. This word of God is faithful. It can be trusted. The word which we have, our Bibles, is faithful. It's true. You can believe every word in it. And beware of the works of Satan and scoffers to cause doubt and to get you to lose your faith and not to trust in the Word of God. The object is to take you out. It's to take you out of the ball game. It's to put you on the bench or to take you out of the Christian faith. That's the object. Beware, my friend, of deception today. Beware of scoffers. Many people who have fallen away from the faith were led away by scoffers who damaged their faith. Now, let's get on here with Peter's sermon on the day of Pentecost. Now, Peter, standing up with the 11, this is Acts 2:14, lifted up his voice and spoke out to them, "Men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you. Give ear to my words. For these are not drunk as you suppose, for it's just the third hour of the day. But this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall be in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. And your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. And on my men servants and on my maid servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days. And they will prophesy. And I will give wonders in the heaven above and signs in the earth below, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun will be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and magnificent day of the Lord. Verse 21, and it will come to pass that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now that is a quote out of Joel chapter 2, verses 28 through 32. That's what Peter's quoting. So first off, Peter's using the word to support his sermon to these people. Of course, my words can't save or convict anyone, but it's the word of God that saves. It's the word of God that convicts. Remember, the word of God, it's living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. Peter gave them the word of God. Even the Lord Jesus Christ says, it is written. Though his words are spirit and they are life. But Peter, as a good preacher, preaches the word to them. Goes back, reads out of Joel, and says, this is what was spoken of by the prophet Joel, meaning this is the fulfillment of that. Notice we haven't seen it all fulfilled, though. We haven't seen yet the sun turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and magnificent day of the Lord, because we haven't seen the day of the Lord. Again, we're still in this time period. I made the comment in our last couple programs that once the Son of Man, once Jesus Christ, was lifted up by a cloud up into heaven, this started God's end times countdown. And this is what enables you and I to say, little children, it is the last hour. Now, we're out of time. We'll be back again soon. We'll pick it up here and Peter's sermon in our next program. Until then, you're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.